This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
And he was, again, good last night, did a lot of things, but I really felt like that Arkansas took advantage of him in the pick and roll, and they've been doing that a lot this year.
Mitchell dribbles at the high post with 2:10 to go. Battle, left side, pick and roll, Mitchell lays it in. Mackay with a bucket, and the Razorbacks are up 4 with 2 minutes to go. Beautifully executed off the pick and roll.
And I thought what helped Arkansas last night, Chuck, and this is never going to be an elite three-point shooting team. I think we know that, but they shoot 36%, 9 of 25, and there's been plenty of games this season that they have shot way less than that, and you left some. Devo hit a couple. You had Trevin Brazil hit a couple. That kind of opened the spacing for Battle and Mark to work that pick and roll, and because guys were knocking down shots, and their wings couldn't really leave them at that point.
In the second half, they made threes in the second half. They really didn't in the first half. And in the second half, they needed every one of them. I mean, they needed every single point, obviously. So a lot of things went right in the final 20 minutes. A lot of things went wrong in the first 20 minutes. I mean, you know, we're singing their praises for the second half, but they were really bad in the first.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to be different today. You're going to have to play a complete ball game today. You're getting into the real meat of the matter now. You know, South Carolina may not be the team that we think about in terms of being an SEC basketball power, but they were 7 games better than Arkansas this year in the standings in an 18-game schedule. So let's not act like it's, you know, they're a pushover. You got to go out and play a really, really good basketball game today for 40 minutes to have a chance to advance.
Guys, you got that later on. Go ahead, Tommy. Sorry.
I agree there, and I think South Carolina knows they're going to have to play well based to, and I just hope South Carolina, and I think they will today. You know, Arkansas's been a team that's played up to Alabama and Kentucky in the last couple of weeks. I hope they view South Carolina in a similar light and play up to South Carolina today. That was my comment.
Yeah, South Carolina is not as up and down, not as athletic, maybe as what Kentucky and Alabama are. But they've got B.J. Mack and that guard that transferred in from Minnesota, Cooper. It's been a long time since we played him. I kind of thought when they won that game that they were a flash in the pan and that as the season wore on, they'd fade. But they didn't. And again, we've not seen him in a while. I mean, it's been a couple of months. But they kept on winning. And I know the night that they played in Fayetteville, Cooper and Mack were, they were just too hard to handle.
And they didn't even have Studi that night, if I remember that correctly.
Studi didn't play that night. You're right.
Yeah. So you're going to have to deal with them. Oh, what's interesting, and you mentioned it there, Chuck. They're not up and down. They don't really run for the most part. Lamont Paris's teams, again, they're 25-6 on the year, but they're one of the slower teams offensively in the Cobb. They're kind of like middle of the pack. I wonder if you're Arkansas, and we've seen Arkansas slow it down at points, and we've seen this team lately speed it up. I know you're coming off a game last night, but I'm curious if Eric Musselman really tells his guys to push it today, or if they try and play a slower pace based on maybe not having the legs because of playing last night. That's an interesting storyline, I think, later on today.
Oh, I think they'll try to push the tempo, but you've got to play defense, and you've got to be able to force turnovers, get long rebounds and get in transition to do that. I think Arkansas would love for it to be a high-tempo game because that means you've taken South Carolina out of their game and you've dictated tempo. But, you know, what I recall about South Carolina was, you know, that pick and roll. B.J. Mack.
Oh, yeah.
And they picked and popped with him a lot, too. And they're going to, you know, everything – at least that night, revolved around that high ball screen. And I don't know exactly what they're doing now. I'm going to watch them really hard today. I'm going to watch at least one of their games between now and 2:30. But you know, based on what I remember, that's how they played it.
It's kind of like the Will Baker LSU where he just kept getting open looks. Now, that was on the road versus at home, but they limited him. Baker didn't hit his shots. What you hope is just get a little lucky today, whether it's Mack or...
Well, now let me say this. B.J. Mack's a different player than Will Baker. Will Baker's a finesse player. He's 7 feet, but he's a finesse player.
Mm-hmm.
B.J. Mack's a bull, and he's hard to handle. He can step out and shoot. But what he really does is, you know, he's a good guy in that zone one, as Musk calls it. He can score down low.
And they got that, I'm forgetting the young freshman's name that South Carolina has that plays in the post as well, but he's had about as good a season as anyone in the conference on that side of things. Well, that'll, again, happen later on today. Guys, we got the players to look forward to. I know that's, if you have some time, you're going to watch it later on. I know for you, Chuck, you've got some stuff to do, but Tommy, I would guess that's going to make its way to your television screen at some point later on today.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is kind of the appetizer to warm you up for next week when it begins for real. So.
It's an underrated sports weekend. You think about Arkansas, again, hosting Missouri, first conference series of the season. Arkansas basketball won last night, so you get South Carolina today, maybe you win, maybe you play Auburn tomorrow, and then you got the Players' Championship in addition to that, too. So pretty good thing pretty good weekend to look forward to in terms of sports if you're an Arkansas Razorback fan. So if you don't know about what we're talking about just yet, Daniel Gafford is two shots away from breaking Wilt Chamberlain's record for consecutive field goals made. He's 33. Big C, I know you're a big Mavs fan. He goes 5 for 5 last night. Listen to this stat line. We were talking about Trevin, Caleb, and some other guys' stat line earlier. 10 points, 6 rebounds, and assists, 7 blocks. Also, 2 steals. He had 5 of 5. So if he makes one tonight, and here's the interesting part about tonight, y'all. You know who he's playing? The Oklahoma City Thunder and two former Razorbacks. So, do you want Jalen to block one of his shots, or do you want Daniel to achieve this record?
I was telling Will he needs to only attempt dunks, like
only dunks, okay,
just to break the record. And you know, he's a high percentage shot maker. That's pretty much all he does is dunk and layups and occasionally an alley oop here and there. But yeah, that's awesome.
At least the first three, right, to break the record.
Yeah, then do whatever. He just needs two. So one would tie it. Two would eclipse Wilt Chamberlain.
You don't need a shot like he had at the end of that Alabama game. He didn't need to take a fadeaway 1-footer for 3. You know,
no, I don't. Especially if it's a chance to break the record. Daniel, like Big C saying, is an inside guy, but pretty cool. Again, El Dorado's own former Arkansas Razorback, a chance to anytime you can even be in the same breath as Wilt Chamberlain on a basketball court. It's pretty significant. It would be cool to see a former Razorback do it tonight. That would be kind of ironic, though, if Isaiah Joe or Jalen Williams blocked one of his shots or played defense on one of his shots and ended up missing. So that is later on against the Thunder tonight. We'll see that. As far as Arkansas is concerned, Tommy, it's set from the SEC. I don't think the game's going to start at 2:30, to be perfectly honest. That's what they're saying. We'll have airtime beginning at 2 o'clock with Chuck and Z courtside. I'm going to say the game's going to start between 2:45 and 3, but that's what time you'll play the Gamecocks later today. So I think a few people will be skipping out of work or not doing much work at the office and be watching or listening to this game later on.
Yeah, and if you're going to be at the office or going to be on the go, I'm going to be doing some driving today. That Hit That Line Now app works great for that, so you can listen to Chuck and Z later on. We'll be getting you ready all the way till 9 here on the Morning Rush. Halftime begins at 11, and then the broadcast will begin at 2 today. So we'll have you covered throughout the day right here on ESPN Arkansas. But if you haven't downloaded that Hit That Line Now app, be sure and do that and be ready. One place you can go and watch the games is Joe's Grill and Cantina. Half-price apps and taps during the game today. So if you're looking for a place maybe to get your group together, I'd go to Joe's. It's also Throwback Thursday. They'll have the old Cuco's platters on special. You can get some of those half-price apps and taps and roll with that. When the Hogs win today, you can go back tomorrow for Fajita Friday, where they char grill and do it right with the steak and the chicken. Great flavor on their fajitas. They'll be on special tomorrow. So you can watch the game today at Joe's Grill and Cantina on South 74th Street in Fort Smith. Half-price apps and taps for the Hogs in South Carolina this afternoon at Joe's Grill and Cantina.
I'm going to verify this text, but it comes from HogFan12 in Ozark that last time the Arkansas Razorbacks took on South Carolina, Caleb Battle and Makai Mitchell did not play. Now that's again on the just the surface, that's not surprising. When I look back at the box score, Makai played a little, only 5 minutes, and Caleb played 5 minutes. So that's not anything compared to what we saw again last night and recently for those two guys. You look at Battle at the end of last night, he ends up with a good chunk of minutes. Let's see, 40 minutes last night for Caleb Battle, and then Makai ended up with 35. That's going to be more what South Carolina has to deal with tonight, Tommy.
Yeah, and that game was so long ago that I don't know. There's comparison. South Carolina's had a better season, so I don't want to be misunderstood, but I don't know that you can put an abundance of stock into what happened in a game that was 2 months ago at the beginning of SEC play.
January the 20th. As far, and Arkansas is a much different team, and South Carolina, we didn't. I'll say this about the Gamecocks: we thought that was a fluke. We're like, all right, maybe Arkansas is just bad. We found out South Carolina is actually a pretty decent basketball club, and they proved that not just against Arkansas, but several points this season. So we definitely think differently about the Razorbacks and the Hogs. As I ask this question, it's a Too Stupid Thursday. Is it stupid of me to think that Arkansas is going to win today? Is that just the homer, the glass half full approach that I'm coming at? And JT points out that ESPN's just given Arkansas a 28% chance to win. Where would Arkansas find success today against the
Telling guys? Me there's a chance.
Yeah, man. We need the soundbite for Dumb and Dumber. I think Chuck kind of alluded to it. Maybe if you get this into a transition and fast break game, that's when you got a shot. Because Arkansas, again, plays the last six or seven games has played at a much faster pace than South Carolina has traditionally played this season. So maybe if it's a track meet, that's your best chance to beat these guys.
Well, maybe. And I don't know how many track meets Arkansas can survive on short rest, but I think today is one of them. I mean, you get today three or four of this event, maybe the equation's a little different, but you'll worry about that down the road. Right now, all you can worry about is winning today and see if you can advance to Friday's action. So, can Arkansas win? We've seen a matchup against teams that have better records than South Carolina, so I don't know why today would be any different.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down.
So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
So I guess we can ask Tom about potato chips. Tom, be thinking about your favorite potato chip. We'll start with Caleb Battle's performance last night. Tommy just alluded to him. He's had six straight games with 20 or more points. The prior two before that, he had 15 and 18. And Tom, what's most impressive to me about last night, he only took 12 shots to do it. How is Caleb Battle continuously able to get 20-plus points a game when he's taking a minimal amount of shots to get there?
Good morning, guys. Well, I would just say he's a natural-born scorer, first thing. There were times last night when they really needed something, and he would drive in there amongst the trees, and he'd get past his guy, and then here'd come a four or a five, and he'd lean or stretch out and get to the glass and make shots. And a lot of times he's drawing contact on those because he took a ton of free throws again last night. And other times he gets fouled. I mean, they can't call it every time. And so I don't know. He's I was listening to the broadcast on two last night, and – One of Alyssa Lane's comments, I believe, was, when did you know you were a scorer? Or I don't know who said this. Could have been Tom. But just what? Like, look at them like, what? When I first started playing basketball, I was a scorer. So that's just what he is. He's a scorer.
He it was funny, after his 40-plus point performance, he was like, yeah, I was doing that all the time in high school, but in college, I guess it's a bigger deal. You look at this game back on January the 20th, Tom. Caleb only plays 5 minutes. Mekhi Mitchell only plays 5 minutes. Now, both those guys last night combined for 70-plus. Who's more different, South Carolina or Arkansas?
Well, you know the answer to that. And here's the thing. South Carolina understands Arkansas is a very talented team. They were together here. I mean, I was very impressed, and no surprise to me that Lamont Paris was coach of the year in the league. And as y'all saw, Pat Bradley last night said, hey, we're talking to the national coach of the year. That's how well South Carolina has played this year. Couple of home losses late in the year, you know, that kept them from being at the very top with Tennessee. But just a very impressive – their unity, the way they move the ball around, the way they don't panic in late clock situations, very, very impressive. They were physical here. I don't expect the big kid BJ to tear him up from 3-point, maybe like he did here. They'll be more aware of that. But Arkansas is a much different team, and it's really, there was so much talent on this team. It just took so long to figure out what their best combinations are. And it's not to say that the current eight that are playing right now are like their best players. There are times when, you know, I mean, Davenport had long stretches on the bench last night, and he's been very productive in some games. Mm-hmm. It's just that this is a rotation that they have settled on, and it's working for them. And when you have 12 or 13 scholarship guys who all think they should be playing and all that, you got to iron out the deals. And it took a while for Battle to understand the defensive intensity and the scheme that they need to play with. And we knew he could get things done. And but he had that stretch where he was on the bench, not playing or playing sparingly. Hey, last night Mark doesn't score in the first half, and you could tell at halftime that was like, you be more aggressive. And Mark took it upon himself, and he did that early in the second half.
Tom Murphy with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Tom, it's no secret Arkansas has played up and at times down to their competition. We've seen it against Bama and Kentucky recently. Will the players, I know the coaches, what their message is likely to be to the team, but will these players view South Carolina today in the same light they have recently viewed Kentucky and Alabama and try to play up to the level that South Carolina has proven to be over the course of the year?
Well, they need to, because that's how I'm just so impressed with South Carolina. To go from being picked 14th to knocking on the door of winning the conference was very impressive. So I do believe they will understand that. Now, they've got a lot of weapons. Talon Cooper, so underrated. There's a lot of cool guys on this team. And Murray Boyles, he's going to be a force. I mean, he as a freshman, he's doing this. Yeah, he's good. So they've got to contend with that. There's going to be a lot of offensive rebounding by South Carolina, like Arkansas has had troubles with over the course of the year. But, hey, I Brazil, you could tell something switched with him. He's staying in the paint and just being a more physical rebounder, had the double-double last night. So that's good to see. I expect this to be a good game, and I really think Arkansas is going to go into it with a lot of momentum. It's the potential to play Auburn that's, to me, a little, you know, a fresher Auburn team with a lot of weapons, a lot of depth. And I give Arkansas a puncher's chance to win today against South Carolina.
Tom Murphy with us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline Live. We're live in Nashville this morning. Tom, do Layden Blocker and Jalen Graham play today? We didn't see him last night. We hadn't seen him the last couple games. With the quick turnaround, do we see those guys?
Yeah, that goes back to the question. I mean, they seem to be more comfortable in this eight-man or whatever they're in right now, close to eight-man. But if foul trouble plays a part, if fatigue plays a part, then those guys have got to be ready to go do it. I like that they got more production out of Devo last night. That's good to see. But if they do win, then I do think that when you're playing Auburn, then you're going to have to go deeper on your bench, because if you beat them, you still have two more games. And so Yeah, they're going to have to. This is where their bench is going to come into play, and I'd hope that Graham's in better shape to play. And obviously, he's had a game or two or three in his Arkansas career where his scoring was a difference in the game. I recall Florida 2 years ago, he went off at 20-something points. So he's got the potential to do that.
Yeah. Tom, we talked all basketball the first hour and a half. I know you've been not just focused on this basketball team, but also football and spring practice. We got a chance to hear from Luke Haz for the first time and since his injury. Anything you took away, what the tight end had to say about the room, not just with Turner back, but also the revamped offense with Bobby Petrino?
Yeah, he seems to be jacked up. I mean, he's a really good program kid, you know, that comes in and says the right things. He's productive as a freshman. Just a shame that he got hurt. You know, that really changed the dynamic of the season. When he went down, they lost a real big weapon. But he's got a great attitude. He thinks Varquez Gomes is going to have a really good season, that the tight ends are going to get great usage in this Bobby Petrino offense. I thought they got off to a great start in spring. They just looked different. They looked like stuff was working. You know, they were confident in what they were doing. And then the defense really turned around on Tuesday, and I thought had a tremendous day. Landon Jackson had a great day. The cornerback, Jalen Braxton, who has a chance to be a real, you know, like a blooming star in the SEC this year, he had a great day, and several other guys did as well.
All right, Tom, before we go, real quick thought on, because we're not going to visit with you tomorrow, Arkansas-Missouri kicks off SEC play in baseball. Your thoughts on the weekend ahead with Hagan Smith on the mound first?
Yeah, the Razorbacks, if those pitchers stay healthy and they stay in their grooves, it's going to be hard for teams to get three or four runs on them. I mean, there could be a windblown thing like Hagan Smith gave up in the opener. But so Arkansas's hitting's got to come around. And if, I think with Stovall in the lineup, they have more depth. Missouri is scoring a lot of runs, so this is not going to be just, hey, you're favored, you're at home, you're going to sweep. They're going to have to battle. But I do like the direction the Razorback baseball's headed in.
All right, Tom Murphy with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Tom, enjoy the weekend and St. Patrick's Day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy Nashville. See ya.
All right, thanks. Tom Murphy with us every Tuesday and Thursdays. We bring Chuck Barrett back into the conversation here in Nashville as Chuck's getting ready for today's Arkansas and South Carolina game. Scheduled to tip, Chuck, at 2:30, but we know how these conference tournaments go. If it pushed closer to 3, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on how LSU and Mississippi State goes. They, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm nervous because we go on at 2:00. I'm nervous. The first game's going to be short. We're not going to have enough time. But I know the reality is you're right. It's probably going to be 2:40, 2:45 before it starts.
Big game today, obviously, for Arkansas to extend the season. We talked about Devo, Ty brought that up with Tom a minute ago. One of his best games in a while, 12 points, didn't put any rebounds together, but in 32 minutes, his plus-minus was a positive 9. I thought Devo, even though he fouled out late, I thought it was one of his best games in some time.
It was his best game scoring in some time, for sure. Now, look, they need Devo to get some rebounds, and they need Devo to get some steals, and they need Devo to do other things besides score. But, yes, that was very encouraging to see him score. His three-point percentage it was 22% going into the game last night. I mean, it was down to the point where it's like, man, you just can't shoot any more threes. But he did, and he made them, you know, and so – that was an encouraging sign. I'm going to be interested today. Ty, you brought up with Tom about, you know, guys like Graham. Will you see them even though they haven't played? Mm-hmm. Maybe a little today. Now, I do think if Arkansas wins today, you'll see some drastic change in personnel when they play tomorrow. That's a big if. They got to win today. But I do think today you may see a little bit of these guys, maybe just a little bit. But I still think they'd like to win it if they could today with the rotation that's been playing. Clearly, when you get into that third ball game, if you get into that third game, and I mean, again, that's a big if. at that point, you're going to have guys that have to play because guys are going to need breaks. But I don't suspect we're going to see it quite as dramatically today as we would tomorrow.
Yeah. Take us kind of behind the scenes. You're with the team. Is it back to the hotel? Do they have cold tubs set up there? I mean, what does the team do to prepare for the short turnaround? I mean, what's the training staff doing? I'm sure the coaches have already prepared a South Carolina game plan to a point. What's it like with the team, and what are they doing for the short turnaround?
Well, I know last night when the bus got back, the first thing they did was all go into the team room to eat and watch South Carolina film. I'm sure the coaches were up all night. Todd Lee's the guy that really does a lot of the game planning. And I think those guys were probably up, they've maybe gotten 2 or 3 hours sleep would be my guess. For the players, though, it's about going to bed. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's about coming back and going to bed, getting something to eat, going to bed. And that's what they did. And I'm sure they're up and around a little bit as we speak. But this is each player in the training staff, knows each player individually. Each player's got their own routine as far as recovery goes. But I think last night was about watching video and then getting them to bed. Now, I'm sure when they have their team breakfast here in a little bit, it's going to be pretty intense. I don't have any doubt about that. But I do think last night a lot of it was just, hey, get some rest. Let's get something to eat. Let's watch a little video. And I don't think it was a long video session by any stretch. I think they had a brief video session, and they went to bed, and they're hitting the ground running this morning.
Well.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Thank goodness you play two halves of basketball, because the first half for Arkansas looked nothing like the second half, and Muss was pretty open about that last night.
Yeah, just a tale of two halves. I thought first half offensively, defensively, we did not play up to the way that we've played over the last couple of weeks. Halftime was good for us. I thought the team regrouped. And then I thought, second half was exact opposite of what we saw in the first half. Much better offense, much better defense, played with more intensity. Give Vandy credit for that comeback under a minute and a half to go. And then I thought that our guys closed the game the proper way, played fairly good defense in the last 5 minutes, and certainly scored enough points to win the game, and give our guys a lot of credit for regrouping after halftime and the way that we played the first 20 minutes of the game.
You're 10-27 for the first half. Offense wasn't going. Vandy not only hit a shot at the end of at the end of the first half with Mignon, but they were just ripping Arkansas towards the end, and he came up guns a-blazing, 14-2 run in the second half, and Tommy got back in it, took the lead with a little under 8 minutes to go, and you handled it after. Handle your business until like the last 2 minutes or so, like you're saying.
And with the struggle you're going to have having to try and play 5 games in 5 days, and that's, not likely that they'll do that. You didn't need an extra 5 minutes last night. That's the point I'm driving at.
Great point, Tommy.
You didn't need overtime. That turnover on the inbound, was a killer there at the end of regulation. Those are the kind of things, you need to avoid to not extend the game today. I mean, you'll do whatever you got to do to win. Don't mishear me. But, you'd rather play an extra 5 and win. But playing an extra 5 when you got such a daunting task ahead of you is, at a minimum, not ideal.
Yeah, and I don't know why it's a big issue. I don't remember, and maybe y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. Please do so on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, 877-377-6963. I feel like this has just been a staple of this team. I don't feel like press breaking has been an issue for the prior three teams that made the NCAA tournament. But, again, maybe I'm wrong on that.
I don't think it's talent level, and I don't know. This team seems to have problems with inbound plays, particularly baseline inbound plays.
Both ways, Tommy. Yeah. Both ways.
Am I right about that?
No, just, you're 100%.
I don't have a stat.
Right.
I don't have a number I can point to, but just watching 32 games or whatever it is now, 32, they just seem to have a problem with inbound plays, particularly baseline inbound plays.
Yeah, they can't get the ball in, and they give up easy buckets both ends of the floor. It drives in that will drive a coach insane, and I've seen Eric Musselman lose his mind a few times.
I mean, he can spot a defensive missed assignment faster than anyone, because if you would watch him on the sideline, there was an open shooter right in front of him, in front of the Arkansas bench last night, and he's like for 2 seconds waving his guys over to cover this guy that's going to shoot a three. Someone come guard this guy. And they finally got some help over there, and he missed the shot, but then I think they just got lucky. So, I mean, he sees the game a step or two ahead, and I think on these inbound plays, they just – You know, you're trying to play 5-on-4 when you're the one inbounding it, and they just don't do very well sometimes.
Well, that is your Hog Update this morning, brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Brent's up first here on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. He joins us this morning. Brent, what's going on, man?
Brent and Cersei now.
I keep saying Stuttgart. I'm sorry.
No, Ty, you'll get it right. I know it. Since you cut your hair, you've lost a step.
It's like Samson, man.
Yeah, I lost the power. What a game last night. We snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
Yeah.
We usually snap defeat from the jaws of victory, don't we?
Today will be an interesting game. I think it'll be a totally different game than when we played South Carolina and Bud Walton. I don't think they'll beat us by 8. I don't think it'll be an 18-point game. I think it'll be tight.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. And, Brent, we appreciate the call. Again, the difference in teams, honestly, it was a dumb question on my part. I'll take responsibility for that. Arkansas's 9-day difference. South Carolina's, I mean, they kicked your tail up and down the court last time, and they're pretty stinking good like they were about 2 months ago. I mean, the last time you played these guys was January the 20th, nearly 2 months to the day. And you're going to have to deal with Mack. You got to deal with Johnson. Chuck was talking about Cooper earlier. Studi didn't play. He's a good three-point shooter that transferred from Vanderbilt this past season. So a lot for Arkansas to contend with later on this afternoon. All right, Charlie's up next. He's in Camden this morning on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. What's up, Charlie?
What's up, guys? Been a minute. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
You staying out of trouble down there?
Doing my best. No alcohol for me last night. Straight to bed after the game.
You were tired after that one, huh?
I was pretty exhausted.
How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, I'm great. I mean, just hopefully this short turnaround doesn't beat us today.
Yeah, true. I agree. You know, I think last night, too, like, Vandy's been giving Arkansas a lot of trouble lately. So I think that's part of it. But, you know, it was a good job by Muss in the second half of just switching it up and, you know, getting the pace up. You know, taking guys away that they don't feel like can shoot, coming up and double. That kid for Vandy, what's his name, Mignon? How do you pronounce
Mignon.
His name?
Mignon, yeah.
Man, that kid can play. I mean,
Filet
I know
Mignon.
Filet Mignon.
Filet Mignon.
He's out. Yeah, he's outstanding. And he's getting double teamed. He's still doing that, Charlie, last night. I mean, they double teamed him. He's still making plays.
Oh, yeah. He's remarkable. Anyways, I'm going to get off here, but
I think we're losing Charlie.
Yeah, I think we lost Charlie. Appreciate the call this morning, man. Yeah, So Must talked about their strategy last night. They tried to take Mignon out of rhythm, but it was just it was difficult.
Yeah, I mean, the key is Arkansas just doesn't need to beat themselves. I mean, I think you can keep up with South Carolina. I'm with Brent earlier on his thoughts. I know it isn't going to be an 18-point game today. I don't believe. No. But if you turn the ball over and you do some of the things Arkansas has done, I keep coming back to playing up or down to competition. We've seen what they do against Kentucky and Alabama in the last couple of weeks. Will this team view South Carolina in the same light that they did those two teams? If they play at that level, they will beat South Carolina. I believe that.
Well, let's hope it happens.
If they don't, they won't.
Yeah, let's hope it happens. And by the way, I don't know where this idea, as far-fetched as it gets, the idea that Musk is not a good in-game coach is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard on these airwaves uttered by listeners or two guys in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever freaking heard. And if you still think that, you shouldn't be on these airwaves.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
All right, so welcome in Chuck Bear back to the conversation via the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. He is getting ready for this game later on. It's not only a quick turnaround for this team, but a quick turnaround for Chuck and Z. And we'll come back to Bridgestone Arena in just a bit, not just reflecting on last night's game, but what Arkansas has to deal with, the Gamecocks. Must speak into what Lamont Paris has done this year. But, guys, we haven't gotten this story just yet. This new NIL basketball tournament in Vegas that's going to feature teams like Alabama and Duke. It's coming up this Thanksgiving year, this weekend, or not this weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend. You're guaranteed at least $1 million in NIL for participating. It's going to be given to the collectives, the boosters, or schools entity. I know our audience is sick and tired for being pestered for money, and I completely understand it. Could we see more of these in the future as we'll, looks like, see the first one this year at the MGM in Vegas?
Well, I think it's insane, but we live in an insane world right now. What about the other 300 and something teams that don't get to play in this tournament?
Yeah.
What do they do? I think it's nuts, but here's the thing that I didn't understand. The company that is talking about doing this, or the group that's talking about doing this, the story began with the success of the NBA's in-season tournament. I didn't realize it was a success. Now they put some money on the table, and they got some guys to show up. But we're fast approaching the point in college sports where you're going to have a 19-year-old saying, hey, if I don't get this, I ain't coming. You've already got guys saying, I'm not playing this week. And that stuff's happening all over America. So, you know, whatever. But I think it's silly. But that doesn't mean it won't happen.
Well, we were talking. I can't remember if you were on with us yesterday, Chuck, but we were talking about, there was a story that broke that
can't
a.
Can't remember yesterday?
I mean, I don't remember if he was on with us when we talked about this yesterday, but there was a player in the SEC that the night before the bowl game, he was like, if I don't get paid this, I'm not playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of in the same line of thinking. And when I read this story, I immediately thought where you went, the in-season tournament, which I also didn't think was worth anything, but evidently they do. It's it's a difficult situation because, yes, every one of those teams, Alabama, Duke, Florida Atlantic, Houston, Kansas, Oregon, Rutgers, they're excited about this. But what do you, again, what do you say to the other 350-some-odd teams in college basketball that don't have just this avenue to $1 million right off the bat? And you're not going to do this for every tournament. And then you get into a situation where, like, well, does the NCAA tournament need to start doing this? Do every other tournament, Maui, Bahamas, every other tournament? I know Arkansas is going to be in San Diego this year. There's so many layers to this story that, again, we mentioned we're just opening Pandora's box, and it's been open, and this is just another layer, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's not going to stop.
Yeah, there. I mean, I have a hard time believing this is going to happen. You know, I mean, I really do. But I guess we'll see. I mean, to me, when I look at this stuff and I see what's going on right now, to me, it defies imagination that reasonable people could even be talking about it, much less actually considering doing it. But that's the world we live in right now, not just in sports, but in everything. I mean, what happens, you know, I mean, I hate to sound like an old crotchety guy, but I see things every day that just make me shake my head, and this is another one of them.
Well, take last night, for example. So it's a Wednesday night game, the opening of the SEC tournament. And, again, listen to Eric Musselman. The crowd was there last night.
Awesome crowd. A lot of fans from other teams. You see Tennessee fans. You see Kentucky fans. Just a great, great environment tonight. Lower bowl full. Tomorrow, there'll be more people. And when you advance, the stakes get higher. You can feel the electricity. Yeah. But tonight was a great basketball game.
And Big 12 started their conference tournament this week. You've got several others that have started. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every single one of them matched the level of intensity last night. But I think for the players, there was no player in either basketball game last night that wasn't happy to be there. I mean, you had two great games, one between Arkansas and Vanderbilt, the other between Georgia and Missouri. I think there was no money that was needed to get those guys specifically for last night's game. It's just a shame because I felt like last night was pure to a certain extent. And when I see stories like this and continuing to see other stuff, you're going to lose that at some point. You're going to lose what you have last night, where the casual college basketball fan or the fan of other teams comes to watch another team's game. They're just going to watch their team, and then they're either going to leave, they're not going to come, or they're just going to turn off the television, which, Tommy, I know you mentioned before. You don't necessarily think that Arkansas fans are going to stop watching the Hogs, but you could see them not watching other teams, not just in basketball, but other sports too.
Well, I think it depends on your age. I think the younger you are, you're more accepting. The older you are, you're more disgusted. So I just think it probably depends a lot on the age and the era you grew up in. But there are, you know, the people I talk to that are my age or older, they are, they're disgusted with all this. And I've seen some. Now, some of it's a product this year. The basketball season has not lived up to expectations. The question is if your football team's winning 9 or 10 games, beating or meeting expectations, your basketball team is competitive at the top of your league, do you still have it turned off? I think this year it's, you know, I hadn't been appointment TV, Chuck, down the stretch because Arkansas hadn't really been in the race for much. But I don't think you can really look at if people's interest levels are where they need to be and tie that to NIL necessarily. I think the record probably has a lot to do with it in our neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And the reason people hate NIL in Arkansas right now is they think that's the reason they're not good. I mean, that's just the truth. And that's the way people view it right now. Look, people are still going to watch. Frankly, it's just another something for folks to complain about. And moreover, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Ty, but let's not act like last night's game was a celebration of amateurism. Everybody was getting paid. If you knew what some of those kids were getting paid, it'd probably make you mad. So I don't want to act like what's going on right now is pure. And what these guys are talking about in terms of an NIL tournament is going to, you know, poison all of college sports. It's already been poisoned. They're just upping the ante a little bit. Again, I honestly don't think this tournament's going to happen. because I think it makes the competitive, it just knocks all competitive balance out the window in terms of who gets what. And I mean, you know, that's the biggest, I mean, that's a huge payday for these kids and the schools and however they divvy up the money, I don't know. But that's ultimately the reason I don't think it's going to happen. Now, you may have pay-for-play tournaments, but I don't know that you're going to have, you know, these multi-million-dollar NIL-type tournaments. I just have a hard time believing that's going to happen. But if they do, the building will be full. Don't kid yourself. The building will be full.
If you've got some thoughts on this, you can jump in 877-377-6963 via the McCarty-Daniel hotline. And back to last night's game, because they won, and again, it's kind of it's an earlier start to the day, but I mean, I think today is a little appointment television. You feel like, are you going to bet your house on them beating South Carolina? No, but I mean, Quinn in Clarksville won money last night. He bet it again on this Arkansas team to do it in. Hopefully he wins that said money. This team is so much different from when they played 2 weeks ago, and a part of that has been Caleb Battle, who was, again, last night really, really good. Here's what Muss had to say about the guy that's had six straight games with 20-plus.
You know, we've gone to him the last couple of weeks when we need a basket. We put the ball in T-Mark's hands, too, at certain stretches, and I thought Kai Mitchell was phenomenal in middle pick and roll and rolling to the rim and rolling behind their five-man. So I thought, again, offensively, when you think about the way we played offensively in the second half, it was the pace we wanted, and, you know, we made some threes. I thought in the first half they kept that lane pretty compact and didn't allow us to get as many free throws attempted as we want, didn't allow us to get dribble drives. And, you know, I think teams that do that over 40 minutes of late, we've proven that we can make enough threes. Nine threes tonight is a really good number for us.
Chuck, the zone really hurt Arkansas in that first game in Fayetteville. Last night, they ran it a little bit, especially in the first half, and then Arkansas started to get some better looks. I don't know if you'll see that again today against South Carolina, but you feel much better after their offensive performance in the second half than maybe you would have during stretches against, which they've been decent against zone this season, but for whatever reason, that first game against Vandy, they couldn't figure it out.
Well, I don't know that it's so much the zone as it is the trapping out of the zone. I think that's what hurts. And you look at when Arkansas gave the ball up at the end of the game last night, it's the trapping that makes it difficult. You know, one of the things that I think is interesting today, and I've noticed this about Muss before and other coaches are like this, you know, when you win a tournament game and you're a coach and you're talking at the end of the game, everything's positive. It was Muss talked about it. It was a phenomenal college basketball game. Phenomenal crowd. Great atmosphere. You know, if it's a regular season game, oh, we're not doing this well. We got a lot of work to do before we play LSU on Saturday. My gosh, we can't defend the pick and roll, and these guys are just going to bludgeon us on Saturday if we don't get it fixed. But in a tournament, it's about adrenaline. It's about momentum. When you look at Arkansas's situation this week, everything's got to be positive because there is absolutely zero margin for error. And if you get any negative thoughts creeping into your head this week, you can start the bus. You might as well go on home. So I think his reaction and listening to what he says, now, you know, he lamented terrible in the first half, but then he immediately went to something positive. Muss doesn't always do that. I mean, Muss can make a 15-point win sound like a 15-point loss if you let him. And I thought his demeanor after the game was interesting. And it's a coach who wants to build a wave of momentum and then try to ride this thing and pull off what is seemingly impossible.
The power of positive thinking.
Well, and look, it takes a lot more than that. You know, you can't just go out there and say today, hey, we're going to win this game, and suddenly, you know, you win the game. But I do think that all that matters is surviving and advancing. It doesn't matter if you've played great and you win by one. Doesn't matter if you've played horrible, win by one. All that matters is that you're still alive and kicking.
I bet they don't even look at much of the Vandy game tape, maybe none, because you don't have time. You know?
No, I wouldn't think they would look at, you know, maybe a few situations here and there, but I think you're looking just almost exclusively on South Carolina and what happened in that first ball game. Because, and maybe, you know, I'm sure the coaches have watched, you know, a lot of things that have happened recently, because again, it's been a long time. You know, they made the point when Todd Lee was on the post game last night, he made the point that, you know, we played Vanderbilt 27th of February. I mean, they're a couple of weeks removed from that game. Vanderbilt's not going to change much in 2 weeks. South Carolina's a different team in some respects. So there's a lot more to scout.
I want you to brace yourself for this story. George Woodfield has not worn shoes since 2021. This is a Too Stupid Thursday, so this falls right in line. He's 21 years old, so 3 years, basically. He's making $600 to $1,200 a month on OnlyFans, taking photos of his feet in public places. Tommy, he asked the question, why am I not experiencing the whole ground? His girlfriend takes the pictures, and he's hoping to get a Netflix documentary someday to travel the world barefoot. Listen, I have hobbit feet from time to time. I'll occasionally go somewhere here and there, but that is about the dumbest story I've ever heard, that you would, the last 3 years, just walk around barefoot every single play. I don't even think I'd walk around barefoot in Bridgestone Arena, Chuck. But this guy.
Wait a second. The guy makes $1,200 a month taking pictures of his feet, and he's the idiot. I mean, what time did you get up this morning?
That's a good point. Hey, look.
Here's what's happened in the world. My generation told your generation to think outside the box, and by God, you did it.
Yeah.
And now my generation can't figure out why there's not enough workers at the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Hey, if I could get paid $1,200 a month to take pictures of my feet, I'd do it, and you would too.
I don't know if I'd put my name on that, though, Chuck. I think maybe I do that privately. But, yeah, the thinking outside the box.
Well, you can operate under a pseudonym. I mean, you can, you know, it doesn't have to be Ty Richards' feet. I mean, you could, you know, like, you know, you could be Cool T or something like that. Take some pictures of your feet. Somebody pays you $1,200 a month. Yeah. Take pictures of your feet. I'm in.
Chucky B's feet.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
I want to cut.
These stories.
Hey, if anybody out there wants some shots of a 61-year-old man's feet, I'm all in.
Who wants to pay? Listen, I'll tell you what. We got some devout Razorback fans, devoted ones. I guarantee you someone would be willing to pay you some money to see a picture of your feet. And they would probably frame that picture.
Born every minute.
You get the collection plate passed, and we'll see what happens.
I just want a commission. All right, you just turn it here first. Chuck will sell pictures of his feet. Yeah. Again, this is, we've talked basketball for 2.5 hours this morning, or 2 hours and 10 minutes, and I thought that was a worthy story to bring up as we close down this segment, Tommy.
Well, Chuck, I know you got a long day ahead. It's already been a long day. It's going to get longer, and we'll let you get ready. I know you got a lot of work to do to get ready for the broadcast today.
All right. This is when it's fun. Thanks, guys.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.